Wednesday morning. We could see a significant amount of rainfall, we hope. It's much needed before a strong cold front ends the rain Wednesday morning, followed by much cooler air, some jacket weather nights later in the week starting Wednesday night. Hey, our free weather app will keep you on top of all these big changes this week. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama State Democratic Executive Committee voted to adopt new bylaws Saturday, but those bylaws have not been approved by the Democratic National Committee. A separate set of bylaws was approved at a meeting on October 5th, but the state Democratic chairwoman says that meeting wasn't official. A Selma High School student is arrested for drug trafficking. District Attorney Michael Jackson says 16-year-old Brandon Shelton was caught with 92 ecstasy pills at school. Shelton has now been charged as an adult with trafficking illegal drugs. And copper thieves caused thousands of dollars in damage at a church parsonage in Selma. Officials at First Baptist Church say the heat pump and air conditioning unit were destroyed by these thieves. Selma police are now investigating. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. The world is changing. Isn't it time smoking changed too? Vuse Alto is a vapor product offering you a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Simple to use, surprisingly quiet, and impressively powerful. Our best vapor yet at our best price ever. 99 cents plus tax at participating retailers. 99 cent offer applies to Alto device. Upon sold separately. Underage sale prohibited.
I think this doll I found in the attic is cursed.
No, its eyes are just very lifelike.
Then why does its head keep spinning?
Be my friend forever.
Oh, that is scary.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's easy-to-use mobile app. You can manage your Geico policy whenever, wherever, wherever.
Let's play with another doll. Or we can just bury it deep in the ground.
Happy Geico-ween. Download the industry-leading Geico app today.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The U.S. is getting out of Syria at the worst time. Just as Turkey is making rapid advances in its war against U.S. allies, the Kurds of Syria.
New questions about what caused a Hard Rock Hotel under construction near the French Quarter in New Orleans to collapse, killing at least two people.
Biden's son, Hunter, is also speaking out through his attorney, cutting ties to a Chinese investment firm.
The New England giant pumpkin way off at the Topsfield Fair tops off months of hard work.
Is this a great feeling. Feel accomplished.
And at 2,294 pounds, this year's winner setting a new record.
The unstoppable Simone Biles now has more world championship medals than any other gymnast ever.
Box office dominance from Joker continues in its second weekend, and it now claims the number one opening and follow-up weekends of all time in the month of October.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 92.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. They've got pumpkins. They've got the corn stalks. They've got the wheat stalks. So if you want to decorate, you need to go to Sweet Creek Farm Market and get your stuff. They have bales of hay. They got mums. They're ready for you. I was in there this weekend, and I tell you, it was wonderful. The kind of cool in the air, and the music playing, and they've got, you know, rides and stuff that people are putting scarecrow stuff up already. It is really good. And if you want to get in the scarecrow contest, ask for an entrance application at the produce desk. Ask Karen for it. She'll get that for you. Brandy Broom was on this morning.
I saw that. Yeah, I was had it on the background.
Yeah. I texted him and said, good job on here. And he said, well, when I'm down there, I want to come into the show. I said, nah. Yeah, of course you can. So this was in Brandy Byrne on Fox and Friends this morning, talking about that Burns wants to Congress to investigate Biden.
No one has indicated of any consequence that anything was done wrong or illegally by me or by my son. And there's not a single shred of evidence to suggest anything I did was wrong. I enforced the policy of the United States government. I never, ever, 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 ever had a conversation with my son about anything that I was doing.
The only problem was, did you ever talk to him about what he was doing? The Bidens fighting back against scrutiny over their foreign ties. The former vice president speaking out as his son announces he's resigning from the Chinese firm he was invested in. But in a Fox News exclusive, our next guest says it's time to get the facts, and tomorrow he'll call for a formal investigation into the Bidens' dealing overseas. Joining us now, Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne. So what really got you about this story, and what action are you taking?
Well, I found out earlier this year about Hunter Biden's dealings with China after he went on an official visit to China with his father while his father was vice president. Then we find out about this Ukrainian thing. I'm not asking for a foreign government to investigate him. I want the United States Congress to investigate him. If the name on here was not Hunter Biden, if it were Donald Trump Jr., these investigations would have already started. I want the United States Congress to get to the bottom of this. What did Hunter Biden do? What did Vice President Biden do? What did all of them know? What connection was there between Vice President Biden's position and these business dealings that his son got? I think the American people deserve to know that.
It would be interesting if the Foreign Affairs Committee, which Joe Sessions used to head, did do an investigation in that. That'd be very interesting. We have one more piece on Bradley, but let's go to the phones first. Let's go to Dan. Dan, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How's it going, Dan?
It's doing great, Dan.
That's confusing, isn't it?
it is.
Well, when I was stationed in Turkey, we had a saying about the Turks. You can't have a better friend or a worse enemy. Turks have been trying to kill the Kurds since before 1900, and they've come close to exterminating them two or three times. And they intend to do exactly that. Nothing's going to stop them if they get a shot at it.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. How long were you in Turkey, and where were you in Turkey? Were you on the military base?
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a base. In Ankara, our buildings were scattered throughout the town.
Okay.
And if we went someplace, we usually walked, and we spent a lot of time with Turks.
Wait, you give me kind of approximate years.
Oh, I was there, when was it, 67 to 69?
Okay, wow. So he hadn't come on the scene, and that was a very different Turkey back then than it is now. Don't you see it as being much more progressive now than it was then?
The Turks don't change. They may look like they change, but they don't change. They had a few. Remember the Hatfields and McCoys?
Yeah.
That's child's play in Turkey.
Interesting.
They had feuds go on there for 100 and more years.
Yeah.
To where the government had to step in and separate the family.
I understand it's a fascinating place to go, particularly what's it called, the Blue Sapphire Mosque?
I was just a poor airman. I didn't go anywhere that I couldn't go for $5. And that was a big price.
I like that. I like that. So what do you think about what do you think about the U.S. pulling out of Syria?
It was wrong to abandon the Kurds. They should have taken the Kurds with them.
Give them Nebraska or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure how you take that many Kurds out with you.
Take them someplace else.
Yeah.
But don't abandon them to the Turks, because they were going to... The Turks believe the Kurds, like Adolf believed in the Jews, and they have the same exact goal, and they're not going to change from it.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Sorensen says kind of the same thing as a built into your DNA type of hate.
Yeah, they don't even know why they hate the Kurds. They just going to intend to kill them, and they're going to.
Interesting. Dan, are you a first-time caller?
No, I've called once or twice before, just not very often, but I listen a lot.
Well, I really appreciate that. Would you like to get your name in?
Oh, put me in for Sweet Creek, because I love that place.
Give me your month and day of birth.
Let's see, month is 12/30.
It, 12/30, I like that. Made it right in under the wire for tax purposes, your parents did. How long have you been listening to the show?
Let's see. I've been here since 88, and I've been listening to talk radio in Montgomery since probably 89.
Wow.
Wow. Do you mind me asking you what you do?
I am now retired.
Good for you.
I retired from the Air Force, went to work for several different corporations over a period of time. Then I retired from state government.
Wow. Boy, I wish I could be like you when I grow up.
I don't know why.
Because I'm going to retire. Now, I enjoy work too much.
Well, see, if you get a Vanderhall Venice, you can afford to be retired almost.
Ah.
Because all you want to do is ride in that thing.
I like that. Dan, I want you to have a great day. I enjoyed my conversation with you, and we've got your name in for the drawing. By the way, when do we do the drawing?
I think it's Wednesday.
Friday from 2:30 to 2:40. What's in the gift basket?
Anything I want to put.
$60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. So you've been there.
Oh, yeah. I've been there 4 or 5 times. I love the place.
It is a great place. Great, great, great place.
A lot of good stuff.
Absolutely. Dan, thanks for the telephone call.
Have a good one.
You too.
Very quickly.
Oh, yeah, we got to do name game.
Victor Upton, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores in Eastdale Mall. So which stores? $500 to At Home. Well, that's spectacular. And $500 to Foot Locker. You can get clothes and shoes as well as all sorts of At Home. At Home's a great store. So again, Victor Upton, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this $1,000 gift card to Eastdale Mall Select Stores.
One of my neighbors went out to At Home with their kids, and they came back with an entire yard of decoration for Halloween. And I'll have to say, it's really good.
I paused there because I was about to go into like all the things I remember seeing there at home when I went to the store at home. It's like, no, that's too much to name.
It really is. And that's the thing. It's so walking around, it gets confusing.
Right. There's a lot there.
They need to have a map of what you're looking for is here.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, die of old age trying to get there. Okay. Let's go back to Bradley Byrne here. And he's going to be talking about the resolution he's going to introduce.
And what is in your hand?
This is a resolution. I'll file it tomorrow in the House of Representatives. It would call on 3 different committees in the House to investigate all of this. Do whatever it takes to get to the bottom of what happened. I want the facts.
Now, Congressman, you're in the minority. Will they do this?
Well, I don't know, but they'd be hypocritical if they didn't. As I said, if this were Donald Trump Jr.'s name in here instead of Hunter Biden's, we'd have already been in this investigation. There are real serious concerns here. The American people deserve to know the facts. All I want are the facts. If the facts show that Hunter Biden, his father, didn't do anything wrong, okay. But we don't know that because we haven't investigated.
I thought a very interesting editorial last week that said, the fact is that Hunter Biden may not have done anything wrong, and that's the problem. because of the vice president's in charge, let's say, in this case, of the Ukraine situation, and his son at 37 is able to sit on a board that he doesn't have anything on his resume that would reveal he'd be any one of an asset of this. The fact is, if there was nothing underhanded happening, the appearance is wrong.
Absolutely. And we should all be concerned about things like that. But once again, I just want to know the facts. We seem to investigate everything else that has to do with President Trump. I want to investigate this with regard to Hunter Biden.
And what's the president's reaction when you told him you were going to run for Senate?
I think that he would like to see us take back the Senate seat and get a Republican in there who will be loyal to the party, and he'll vote with the president as I do in the House of Representatives 97% of the time.
The number one target U.S. Senate seat for Republicans in the nation here in Alabama. And there are already several people that are involved that are from the D.C. political circuit that are already here in Alabama.
Start early, I suppose.
Yeah, one of them I know pretty well. Matter of fact, called me up and said, I just want to let you know I'm in your state. I said, well, when are you coming to Montgomery? They're going to be based in Birmingham and Mobile. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Let me go to a break. We got some more news and more stories right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Okay, let's go back to some of our cuts here. Let's hit Mark Meadows up. Mark Meadows was on with Maria and talking about impeachment push by the Dems.
First, your reaction to what's taking place in terms of the impeachment push. You heard what Doug Collins said. What are you going to do about it, that it's all in secret?
Well, we need to bring it out and let the American people judge for themselves. You know, I've now spent over 20 hours behind closed doors listening to testimony. And if that testimony were to come out, you would realize that it would be Exhibit A and Exhibit B on the exoneration of this president. But yet, you know, Adam Schiff wants to make sure he keeps it all in private. So what we have to do is continue to appeal to the American people. I think an open and transparent process is really what we need. But this president has been faced with unrelenting this president a win. Now, you know, when you have that kind of attitude, and that's coming from the Democratic caucus, certainly they're not going to vote on it, because it would make the economy boom and it would reelect this president, which, by the way, he's going to be reelected anyway.
Anyway, sorry for the boot cut there. That happens every once in a while. Continue on with Mark Meadows. And again, I mean, that's the argument. Just say, if you read the testimony, you're going to see that there's no there, and they're trying to hide the ball from you. So now we're going to be talking about the upcoming IG report.
You're expecting from the IG report out this upcoming weekend, out on Friday the 18th. What is your expectation of what we'll learn?
Well, based on the documents that we've provided, many of those documents to Inspector General Horwitz and his team, who, by the way, have spent an unbelievable amount of time doing just a very thorough research. We believe it'll be a scathing rebuke on the FBI's FISA process, not just the fourth and third FISA, but the whole FISA process, what they knew, when they knew it, and based on documents that I've seen, and I have not seen the IG's report, but based on documents that I've seen that we provided to the IG, there's a real question in terms of, did they turn a blind eye to flashing yellows and flashing red lights and go on through it in the interest of trying to dig up dirt on this president? I believe they did. I think what you'll see is a strong recommendation at a minimum of changing the protocols as it relates to a FISA application process. Because we know that they used unverified information. We knew that they used information that they had a high probability that it was actually made up, and yet they continue to use it.
Attaboy, Mark. I like that. He's nailing this thing. It's interesting that they're saying on Fox right now that Trey Gowdy won't start on the Trump legal team until January. And I'm reading between the lines here. I think that's because he has to wait the 1 year since he was in Congress before you can go in and do that. I think that's what we're going to find out. Fox wouldn't quite own that part of it. Okay, so Mark Meadows on FISA abuse, and will there be accountability?
Well, you would think that anybody from both sides of the aisle would be outraged that our intelligence agencies were using the tools that we used on terrorists to stop Donald Trump. And then even after he was elected, a duly elected president, to use those tools to try to take him down. I just wonder if we're going to see accountability. Do you believe we'll see prosecutions, indictments for the people who actually inserted Donald Trump into the story of Russia meddling in the U.S.?
Well, I can tell you the American people that have been following this want accountability. They don't believe the FBI should have a different standard. Now, what normally comes out of an IG's report is that they will make some recommendations to the Attorney General, sometimes criminal referrals. I do believe, based on what I've seen, that there are a few areas that should be criminally referred. And at the same time, whether there's indictments, that's going to be a question for the Attorney General. But a lot of people out there are saying, we can't continue to allow wrongdoing to happen and no accountability. I know you hear it. I hear it. And hopefully at the end of the day, justice will prevail.
Well, we already saw a criminal referral for Andrew McCabe. So where that just what does that mean?
When you look at a criminal referral and when you look at possible indictments, obviously they're looking at all the evidence. Sometimes they say, well, we're going to wait for the rest of the story or the bigger part of the picture. I think what Americans say is, if there's wrongdoing, they need to, whether it's a small infraction or a large one, they need to be held accountable.
And boy, if they don't, I'm telling you, it's going to be some blowback on that. The confidence level of DOJ will be tiny. Nancy Cordes from CBS is on the former White House Russian expert that's testifying as we speak.
Now to Washington, where House Democrats are gearing up to hear testimony from key witnesses this week in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. A new CBS News poll shows a majority of Americans, 53%, approve of the inquiry, 46% disapprove. That's largely split along party lines. 63% in the poll say the Trump administration should cooperate with the inquiry. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. Nancy, the inquiry continues. What are we learning about what some of these witnesses will say?
Today, lawmakers are going to be interviewing Fiona Hill. She is a Russia expert, a former White House official who is expected to say that Trump loyalists went outside the usual channels when dealing with Ukraine. It comes as Vice President Biden's son, Hunter, announces that he is going to be stepping down from his position on the board of a Chinese investment firm.
No one has asserted that I have done anything wrong except a lying president.
Speaking to reporters in Iowa, former Vice President Biden praised his son's decision, announced Sunday, not to serve on boards of or work on behalf of foreign-owned companies if his father is elected.
No one in my family will have an office in the White House, will sit in meetings as if they're a cabinet member, will in fact have any business relationship with anyone that relates to a foreign corporation or a foreign country, period.
Okay. So he was trying to take a dig at Trump for having Ivanka that's there and Jared Kushner. I was kind of surprised that he did this. I'm surprised that the Hunter, but that tells me that he's getting a lot of pushback on this. And we're going to get into the polling stuff in just a little bit. But I think he's starting to feel the ship starting to break up underneath his feet. And it's not that it's a gigantic explosion. It's just a drip, 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 and a steady depletion of his numbers. And that's something he cannot handle. Once you lose, and John McCain did this. John McCain was doing really, really well, and then you remember we went broke, his poll numbers went down. He went back and just campaigned like crazy. A real, person-to-person type campaign came back, but he didn't have the money and he didn't have the support and couldn't come anywhere near trying to beat Barack Obama.
Now, I asked Jack this question earlier. I want to ask you, Dan. Do you think there's a Democrat brave enough that will be on that debate stage tomorrow night to bring this up about Joe Biden and his son?
I think they're going to let the commentators bring it up and try to go from that way. I think anybody that's seen as the killer, the dragon slayer of Joe Biden is going to be, unless you're a bottom tier person, they're not going to be treated very well. I mean, Bernie has kind of said, well, I'm going to slow down my campaign. No, I'm not, but then it really is type deal. Elizabeth Warren is doing real well. You're going to get that in some of the polling data. Let's pick up the second part of Nancy Cordes so we just kind of stay within theme before we change subjects.
It was Hunter Biden's work for a Ukrainian energy company that President Trump and his allies were pressuring Ukraine to investigate, even though there was no evidence of wrongdoing. CBS News has learned that the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is now being scrutinized by federal investigators for his relationship with two men with ties to Ukraine who were arrested last week.
You know, other countries are looking at us like, what the hell is going on in the United States? Seriously.
Over the weekend, President Trump admitted Giuliani may be rough around the edges, but had lunch with him in a show of solidarity, even as Trump aides made it clear Giuliani would no longer be handling Ukraine-related business. This week, House committees are expected to hear testimony from U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, who, in a text message to another diplomat in September, insisted there was no quid pro quo involving millions in withheld U.S. security aid to Ukraine. According to the Washington Post, Sondland will tell Congress he wrote that text message after calling the president and has no knowledge of whether the president was telling him the truth at that moment.
Democrats appear to be backing off of plans to interview an anonymous whistleblower. They say they are concerned about his safety. The president is already tweeting about that this morning, demanding to know the whistleblower's identity, despite laws that protect that kind of information.
Okay. So, did you hear the part about there's a report? So, she's doing a story about a story. There's a story in the media that says that the ambassador only wrote that after he had spoken to the president.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bet right now that he's not going to say that. I bet right now that the Democrats will probably say that he implied that, but the Republicans will come out and go, he didn't say that.
Right. It's interesting the Washington Post has a story on what the guy is going to testify.
This is such bad journalism, and this is so plain into the hands of the Democrats and what they're doing. They're talking about the Constitution is being shredded and all this kind of stuff. Let me tell you something. They're watching, if any observer of this, doing this behind closed doors, a whistleblower who now they're talking about not testifying because Adam Schiff is worried about his safety. He's a damn CIA agent. Do you think they send him to like boarding school kind of stuff? I mean, this is a CIA agent. News Talk 93.1. The Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tire City is ready to make your upcoming fall and holiday travel safe. Check out these fall specials for a limited time only. Standard brake service, $169.99 plus tax. Oil changes, $27.99 plus tax with 3 quarts and synthetic blend 5W-30 oil. Radiator flushes, $49.99 plus tax. And two-wheel alignments, $59.99. See Tire City now while you can save. Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale Mall and Southern Boulevard and Capitol Plaza at Woodley Road.
Tire City.
Through October 19th.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. The House and Senate working on bipartisan bills to sanction Turkey for attacking Kurdish forces in Syria.
We're going to send a signal to Turkey that's unmistakable in the eyes of Erdogan and the world, and we're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham on Fox News. Turkey launching the offensive after President Trump abruptly pulled U.S. troops from the region. Fort Worth's chief of police says a white officer who fatally shot a black woman in her home has resigned.
Officers arrived at the home at a wellness check and, based on police video, did not identify themselves. Before one officer opened fire outside of a window, it's not clear what role a gun police say they found inside the home played in the shooting.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The family of Tatiana Jefferson calling for the arrest and prosecution of Officer Aaron Dean. America is listening to Fox News.
Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There's much to talk about. Significant changes over the next few days. Today, Columbus Day, comfortable, high around 80. Spotty showers possible. But the rain chances will dramatically increase by late tonight, Tuesday night, into Wednesday morning. We could see a significant amount of rainfall, we hope. It's much needed. Before a strong cold front ends the rain Wednesday morning, followed by much cooler air, some jacket weather nights later in the week starting Wednesday night. Hey, our free weather app will keep you on top of all these big changes this week. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, you can't always get what you want.
Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, let's hit a couple of other subjects here. Fort Worth lady shot in her home by the Fort Worth Police Department officer. Listen to this story.
We're hearing from the family of a Texas woman shot and killed inside her own home by an officer during a wellness check. Police released body camera video of the incident. A Fort Worth officer shot a Tatiana Jefferson through a window early Saturday. That officer is supposed to be questioned today. Omar Villafranca is outside the house where it happened. Omar, how's the community reacting?
People are mad after what happened at this house behind me. In fact, Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price came out here to the neighborhood for a vigil, and people started yelling at her, lock him up, referring to that officer. And now the Jefferson family just wants to know why the 28-year-old graduate student is dead.
I mean, it's senseless. My daughter had a whole life in front of her.
No justice, no peace!
Marquise Jefferson and the Fort Worth community are seeking justice for his daughter, Tatiana. She was up late playing video games with her 8-year-old nephew on Saturday. Moments later, body camera video shows police shot and killed her in her own home.
I called because I was concerned for my neighbors.
It began when James Smith called the Fort Worth Police non-emergency number about Jefferson's home around 2 a.m. on Saturday.
Well, the front doors have been open since 10 o'clock, and I haven't seen anybody moving around.
What I witnessed was three or four tactical officers come from around the corner, seemed like. In less than a minute, I heard a gunshot.
Okay, so a neighbor calls in, the door is ajar, and they do a safety check on the house. He goes into the house and is going to shoot through a window at her. They found a pistol in the house, but they don't know where the pistol came from. So it's going to be interesting. One, did she ever own a pistol? Number two, it's going to be an interesting interview with this police officer.
Also, if you hear, rustling the bushes or whatever outside at 2:33 in the morning and you're in your own home and you own a firearm, you might, You don't know it's the police. And also, this guy called, it's the non-emergency number.
Right.
So I'm just worried about them. Didn't give any indication that it's like armed robbery or anything, kidnapping, anything in progress.
Well, he's walking in. The door's ajar, and he walks in, and you see the body cam. He has weapon drawn. And then he sees this person through a window and then fires and drops her with one shot. I know.
What in the world?
I know. I mean, is this a training issue? Let's go to the second part of the story.
Fort Worth police released body camera video showing one officer outside the house with a flashlight.
Put your hands up! Show me your hands!
On that body camera video, the officer never identified himself as police before firing a shot into a window where Jefferson's nephew was just steps away.
What the officer observed and why he did not announce police will be addressed as the investigation continues.
The shooting happened around half an hour from Dallas, where former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger was sentenced to 10 years in prison earlier this month for shooting 26-year-old accountant Botham Jean in his own apartment. She was off duty and apparently mistook his apartment for her own. Jean was unarmed.
I forgive you.
In an emotional moment at Geiger's trial, Jean's brother offered her forgiveness. Marquise Jefferson says that's not something he's prepared to do.
I don't want no hug. That's my one and only daughter. I'll never forget that.
Fort Worth police say they did find a gun inside of the Jefferson's home, but they're not saying if it's related to the shooting. We do not know the officer's name, but we do know he is on administrative leave.
So they were playing video games. I wonder if they had one of those cordless video controllers.
Those are pretty standard now, so very likely.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
Ritz, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing real well, real well. I'm reconditioning my mother's and sister's mailboxes while the Postal Service is on out on Columbus Day. I'm painting it and putting new boxes on it and everything, making it all pretty for the winter.
I like that.
I have a theory here, Dan, and let me know what you think about it. Are we suffering from the consequences of our media and the public's treatment of police officers, to where the only thing that they're getting amongst the good officers, they're having to accept people that they really don't want in the service, but they have to take them so they can have enough officers to man the streets. And so as a result, we're ending up with people that don't really have the presence of mind to under duress that they desire out of a top-notch police officer.
That's an interesting point. Something's going to happen in the training world in here of, you're looking into a window from outside the house, you see somebody, and you think they have a gun. I mean, where would the words drop it? Because, I mean, if you're standing in front of a window, you can move over to the side pretty easily.
Right.
And then call back up. Well, there are three officers there total.
Who in their right mind would shoot at somebody inside a window? It's inside somebody's home without knowing what's going on, or at least identifying yourself and giving them an opportunity to give themselves up. That just sounds like somebody that was...
Yeah, sounds like a poorly trained person.
Yeah. You can't train somebody until the cows come home, but if they're not cut out for the job and able to handle that, that's the only thing I can compare it to is like, when I was training as a firefighter, there's a lot of people who want to be firefighters, and they think it's a job with a lot of glory or whatever. They just want to be a big fireman or whatever. But when it comes down to it, you don't know if you're a fireman until you actually get in a fire,
mm-hmm.
in a fire situation. That's why when I was doing as a crash firefighter, we had hot drills all the time, and we had flames licking up around us and, actual fires, and we had mock-ups of aircraft that we would go in and rescue dummies, and we knew what to expect in a fire. You can't freeze up in a fire when you have people burning inside an aircraft. Well, the same situation goes for a police officer, except for, they don't really have that opportunity like a firefighter does because, they might be able to simulate somewhat, with these dummies popping up and everything, but only when you're under the threat of getting killed yourself are you really going to be able to tell how you're going to perform in a situation like that. So,
good point.
I just think that these people like the idea of being a police officer, and they're perfectly fine for writing tickets and stuff like that, but when they get in the danger zone, they can't handle the pressure. Their mind does not function. They don't have a cool head under those situations because they're overwhelmed with their fight or flight instincts.
You bring up an interesting point that has been a discussion I've had with people that are in the management side of the police department, and that is when you train a police officer, you think about all the things you're training them for. Traffic control, pullovers, domestic issues, delivering warrants, and things like that. And can you segment that population down to, we're going to have one group of police officers that are going to do this. We're going to have another group of police officers who are going to do this. And they're trained at a higher level.
Yeah, well, you know, and I think a lot of these officers that can't handle that, they're relegated to chores like riding around and marking tires and stuff for, you know, overextending your stay in a parking space or something. But, you know, not everybody's cut out to be a frontline police officer, just like there's soldiers out there in the military. There are a lot of them that aren't cut out to strap on a weapon and go out there and face the enemy, you know, face to face on the ground. They're better suited in support roles, and that's the job of management, to get in there and place these people where they're best suited, and especially to where they won't endanger the public. That's the main thing.
Rich, I appreciate the telephone call. I want you to have a great day.
Oh yeah, I have to go get them. They don't make treated lumber in a certain dimension, so I had to put two together, and now I got to go get a plane and plane it down. Then I'll be done.
There you go. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate the telephone call and the conversation. Jason, hang on for me. Going to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A family from Prattville was having trouble saving enough money to send their second daughter to college. So when they called us, we put our diplomas to work and came up with a solution.
Alabama Home Mortgage dropped their rate by 2% and lowered their monthly payment by $300, which allowed them to graduate to big savings.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228. If you want to get your shots in, well, you better call. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Doing great. Are you off?
No, but I'm kind of a little looser today. I'll put it that way because of the holiday. So it's nice.
Good.
But yeah, I called because I heard the story about the lady in Texas, and I got to say, man, it doesn't matter what she had. It doesn't matter if she had a gun or a BB gun, a water pistol. If she was doing jumping jacks, it doesn't matter what she was doing in her house. Because that officer had no business conducting himself the way he did. And if you look at the body cam and listen to what he said, he didn't say put down the weapon.
No.
He said, show me your hands.
When there wasn't much time lag between show me your hands and bang, either. It was like, what in the world?
It was 2 seconds. Yeah. He walked through the backyard gate. There was her bedroom window was on the left. At that time, all he had in his hand was a flashlight. Once he looked through the window, he turned his flashlight off, pulled his weapon, said, put up your hands, show me your hands. And before he got show me your hands out of his mouth, he had pulled the trigger and killed him.
Yeah.
And so, not to mention, even if we were to like suspect or think maybe she had something in her hands, he didn't say, put that down. He said, show me your hands, meaning he couldn't see her hands. He doesn't know what she had in her hands. One. Two, he didn't give her time to process. There's a random dude outside my window with a flashlight, and he's telling me, like, she had no business. Like, one, she couldn't perceive what was, he didn't give her enough time to perceive it, but two, he didn't assert his identity as a police to let her know, you need to follow my command or whatever. And even if he did, he's outside her bedroom window in a place he shouldn't be, doing something he shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, you're not getting the argument from us on that.
No.
To me, you know, it makes more sense that she sees somebody outside, she sees lights, she goes to her bedroom and gets a pistol, and she walks out with the pistol. And if somebody's sitting in their home and you're outside their home, they don't know your police.
You have, what, like 2:30 in the morning, too?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's 2:30 in the morning. And so, you know, I don't see this. I know there's people trying to play up the race angle. I'm not sure. There's no.
No, I think it's a stupid thing.
Assert that. I don't think anybody should go there as of yet. There's no reason to believe he did this because she's black, whatever. I just think he was an idiot cop that shouldn't have been out because he was most too scared to do his job. And you have to give cops room to be human because they are human. They make mistakes. And so that's just the way it goes. But in this particular instance, he just really did too much. And now she's paid the ultimate cost, and he should go to prison. So, you guys have a good day.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the telephone call. Yeah, this has got stupid written all over it to me.
Right. And, I mean, we've covered a lot of these different types of stories. This story, as well as the one that was just, you know, prosecuted in court, the Geiger story, are just so, like, were you thinking?
Yeah, exactly. Or you weren't thinking.
Yeah, you're definitely going to prison, and you should. That, man.
Let's listen in to CBS poster Cervantes. He's going to be talking about the numbers on impeachment.
To Anthony Salvanto, our CBS News Elections and Surveys Director. Anthony's got two polls for us today. And first, we'll take a look at the national poll on the impeachment inquiry. Anthony, over the past 2 weeks, since this has really picked up steam, have you seen a change?
Not over the last 2 weeks. We do see hardening partisan divisions here. We see Republicans increasingly saying that they support the president, don't think he ought to cooperate with Congress. Democrats even more strongly approving of the inquiry. Really important when you watch the polls on this is that you differentiate between support for having an inquiry, which there is marginal majority support, get the facts, learn what happened, and whether or not they think the president deserves impeachment. And that is much more mixed nationally. What I think is interesting going forward here, Margaret, is that when you talk to the people who say they don't know which way to go on this, they say they aren't paying as much attention, and they feel like a lot of this, a lot of names, a lot of places are hard to follow. So it may be a challenge for both parties to move beyond their base as they make their arguments when Congress returns.
So overstating things to say building support for impeachment, it's more complicated than that.
It's more complicated than that.
Yeah, this way they're handling this impeachment thing, the way they're asking this question, I think is wrong. And they're basically just asking the universe of folks that are out there. And I think one of the first things, are you familiar with what's going on the investigation? Yes, no, and then kind of drill down to that. Okay, so continuing on here. So CBS poster is going to be talking about the potential nominee. This is very interesting.
Our second survey is of Democrats in the 18 states holding the first primary or caucus contest next year. According to our CBS News Battleground tracker, Senator Elizabeth Warren has extended her lead with 31% support among Democrats. Former Vice President Joe Biden is second with 25% support. And Senator Bernie Sanders rounds out the top tier with 17%. Our next group of candidates shows Senator Kamala Harris with 7% support. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg has 5% support among voters in those 18 early contests. And former Congressman Beto O'Rourke has 4% support. The other candidates come in with 1% or less. So how, Anthony, is all of this controversy affecting the Democrats?
Well, the charges that the president has leveled against Joe Biden, They are not hurting him directly. Most Democrats say they aren't true, they don't matter, haven't changed their views of him. But it's Biden's response to those charges that's generating kind of a lukewarm response from these early state Democrats. They say they're somewhat satisfied with that Biden response, but not very satisfied with it. And then we asked, well, when these candidates, if these candidates become the nominee, how well would they be able to fend off attacks from the president? Because surely they're going to be coming. And only half of people say that they think Biden will do that very well. You contrast that with Elizabeth Warren, whose numbers are much higher on her perceived ability to fend off attacks from the president. I also noticed that one of the strengths for Joe Biden has been what people perceive as his electability, the idea that he can beat Donald Trump among Democrats. That's down this week. And so I think it may be that, you know, when you talk about electability, it's not just which demographic groups they think a candidate can appeal to. It's also how they rate the way they handle the campaign.
By the way, when you take that 25% for Biden, if you take South Carolina out of the mix, it goes to 22%.
Oh, my.
That's not good. Let's try it. Can we fit this last one in?
I think so.
Last one on Elizabeth Warren.
You said Elizabeth Warren has had a good month. So what's behind that?
Well, she's up in across these early states. She's also then moved up in Iowa, extended her lead in New Hampshire. And a lot of that is she's doing particularly well with people who say they want a candidate who is tough. Her electability numbers have stayed about where they were. She's also doing much better than Joe Biden in being perceived as a candidate who will fight for people like you.
That's her slogan, isn't it?
That's one of her slogans. So that may be resonating. And I think a lot of this for her, too, is, you know, not just on policy now, not just on being seen as specific, which she has been in previous polls, but she also seems to be undercutting some of Joe Biden's arguments as well as she gains steam.
The other front runner, Bernie Sanders, has had a tough month in terms of health problems. He had that heart attack. Is that impacting perception of him?
Well, we've been asking now and in previous polls if folks thought age was a concern for some of these older candidates. And the numbers who say that Sanders' age is a concern are up this week. We followed up and we asked what specifically is concerning. And it was those folks who said it was, said, well, they were worried that he might not be able to do the job of president and all that it requires. So there may be some indirect impact on that for Sanders. Having said that, the support he does have, the folks who support him are among the strongest, are the strongest, in fact, in their support of any other candidate.
So the moral of the story is, the more vulnerable Biden looks, then he becomes, he doesn't become the primary choice any longer because he doesn't look like he can be beaten by Trump. So it's going to be interesting. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.